You must wake up excited to face the day, the Stoics believed. You should be eager for every single activity planned, no matter how mundane. Because the Stoics understood that health, energy, and time were not universally granted, not everyone could enjoy these blessings. Therefore, the very opportunity to experience another day is all you need to embrace the day and its challenges head on. Above all, this sense of gratitude will provide you with a powerful source of strength to conquer the day, overcome challenges, and achieve your goals. Thus, one of the Stoic rules states, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." To endure like a Stoic, one must cultivate the habit of examining and moderating one's perceptions. Have you ever wondered how to keep pushing forward, even when everything seems stacked against you? Stoicism teaches the art of endurance not just as a survival tactic, but as a way to thrive amidst life's challenges. Let's explore how these ancient lessons can empower us to persist and persevere, no matter the obstacles. Lesson 1. The secret power of Stoic endurance to keep going. What does it really mean to endure, according to the Stoics? Stoic endurance is not about gritting your teeth and bearing it. Rather, it's about a profound alignment with the core Stoic belief that our reactions to events are within our control, even if the events themselves are not. Marcus Aurelius, a prominent Stoic philosopher, taught that you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. How often do you find yourself feeling controlled by your circumstances? Can changing your perception really change your ability to endure? The Stoics believed so. They argued that endurance stems from a correct perception of reality, where one understands what is within their control and what is not. By focusing only on what we can control, like our actions, judgments, and intentions, we foster a resilience that external circumstances cannot shatter. Imagine how your resilience could increase if you focused solely on your own actions and responses. How can we cultivate a rational response to life's challenges? Stoicism teaches us to engage with life through a lens of rationality, encouraging a calm and measured reaction to whatever life throws our way. This approach means assessing situations logically, avoiding impulsive emotions that can cloud judgment. For the Stoics, reason is the tool through which we forge our mental and emotional armor. Could embracing discomfort be beneficial? One of the more intriguing Stoic practices is the art of voluntary discomfort, deliberately placing oneself in challenging situations to build resilience. This might involve anything from cold showers to fasting, or even just turning off digital devices for a period of time. These exercises teach us that we can endure much more than we think, and they lessen our fear of discomfort. How do Stoics view failure? Interestingly, the Stoics viewed obstacles as opportunities, an idea encapsulated in Marcus Aurelius's quote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This perspective invites us to see every setback as a stepping stone to greater personal growth and understanding. What failures can you reframe as opportunities? How can we practice Stoic endurance every day? A practical daily exercise involves setting small, challenging tasks for oneself and completing them regardless of the desire to give up. This could be as simple as a daily exercise routine, a commitment to a new hobby, or even completing tasks at work that you typically avoid. Each small act of endurance builds our resilience muscle. Finally, how can the present moment influence our endurance? The Stoics taught the importance of living in the present, not being weighed down by the past or overly concerned about the future. By focusing on the present, we harness all our energies towards navigating current challenges, using our Stoic principles to remain engaged and effective. The secret power of Stoic endurance is not found in external tools or strategies, but within our own minds and attitudes. By aligning our perceptions, responses, and practices with Stoic teachings, we can discover an immense strength that allows us to continue forward, regardless of what life throws our way. As we move to our next lesson, consider this. What can you do today that will strengthen your endurance for tomorrow? Lesson 2. Harnessing adversity, the Stoic approach to life's challenges. Have you ever faced an obstacle that seemed insurmountable? How did you react? Stoicism teaches us that every obstacle presents a unique opportunity to practice virtues such as resilience, courage, and wisdom. This lesson delves into the Stoic method of transforming life's adversities into advantages, a crucial aspect of enduring and thriving. We will explore how the Stoic mindset can help us not only to endure, but also to emerge stronger from the challenges we face. What role does adversity play in our lives according to Stoic philosophy? Stoics believe that adversity is not merely something to be endured, but is essential for growth and self-discovery. Seneca once said, "Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men." This powerful metaphor highlights that just as fire purifies gold, adversity strengthens and refines a person's character. Consider how your past challenges have shaped who you are today. Could these experiences be viewed as tests that have prepared you for future trials? How can adopting a proactive mindset change your approach to challenges? Stoics advocate for a proactive rather than reactive stance when facing difficulties. This means anticipating potential challenges and preparing mentally and physically to tackle them. For instance, if you are anxious about a major presentation, thorough preparation and practice can transform this anxiety into a form of excitement and readiness. By proactively embracing challenges, you make them work for you, not against you. Have you ever practiced premeditatio malorum, the premeditation of evils? This Stoic exercise involves visualizing potential negative outcomes and mentally preparing for them. By contemplating these scenarios, you reduce the shock and paralysis that often accompany unexpected difficulties. This practice not only fortifies your mind against future shocks, but also helps in developing contingency plans. Start by imagining minor inconveniences and gradually work up to larger setbacks. How does preparing for the worst-case scenario in advance affect your resilience when actual troubles arise? How can you reframe your perception of obstacles to harness their potential? Stoics teach that the way we frame our challenges significantly influences our ability to handle them. When faced with a setback, try to view it as a neutral event, neither good nor bad, and focus on how you can leverage it for growth. This reframing technique shifts your focus from the problem itself to the solutions and learning opportunities it presents. Every difficulty is a question posed by life, and how you answer defines your path forward. How do routine hardships contribute to Stoic endurance? Incorporating small voluntary hardships into your daily life can significantly boost your resilience. This could be as simple as taking cold showers, fasting intermittently, or setting a strict daily schedule that includes time for reflection and self-improvement. These controlled challenges accustom you to discomfort, making you less reactive to unplanned hardships. Consistently overcoming these small obstacles prepares you for bigger ones, much like a muscle grows stronger through regular exercise. What can we learn from historical Stoics about enduring hardships? Stoic philosophers like Seneca and Epictetus faced exile, physical impairment, and other severe adversities, yet remained focused on their philosophical practices. Their lives serve as powerful examples of how to live stoically, by focusing not on misfortune itself, but on their responses to it. Studying their responses provides us not only with inspiration, but also with practical strategies for dealing with our own life's challenges. How might their stories inspire you to deal with your current struggles? How can we apply Stoic endurance to modern challenges? Today's fast-paced world brings unique stressors, technological overload, constant connectivity, and societal pressures, among others. Applying Stoic principles such as focusing on what you can control, accepting what you cannot, and viewing every hardship as an opportunity for personal growth can transform the way you experience modern life. Start by identifying one aspect of your life where you feel overwhelmed and apply a Stoic reframing to this situation. What shifts when you view this challenge as an opportunity to test and build your endurance? Stoic endurance is not about passively suffering through life's difficulties, but actively engaging with them to extract wisdom and strength. By reframing adversity, practicing premeditation of potential challenges, and learning from the examples of ancient Stoics, we can build a robust framework for enduring and thriving in the face of life's inevitable obstacles. Lesson 3. Cultivating emotional fortitude, a Stoic approach. How often do we find our emotions steering our actions in ways we later regret? Stoicism offers a robust framework for understanding and managing our emotions, promoting emotional fortitude as a key component of endurance. In this lesson, we delve into how Stoics cultivate a balanced emotional life that supports sustained effort and perseverance through life's ups and downs. By mastering our emotional responses, we unlock a crucial aspect of Stoic endurance, equipping ourselves to face any adversity with calm and reasoned action. What does emotional discipline mean in the context of Stoicism? Stoic philosophers teach that emotions stem from our judgments about the world, implying that by changing our judgments, we can alter our emotional responses. This discipline involves recognizing when our emotions are based on incorrect perceptions and realigning our thoughts with reality. Stoics do not seek to eliminate emotions, but to refine their underlying judgments to ensure they are constructive. Imagine navigating life's challenges with such mastery over your emotions that nothing can disturb your inner peace. How significant is our perception in shaping our emotional responses according to Stoic thought? The Stoics assert that our emotions are responses to what we perceive, and thus, by managing our perceptions, we can manage our emotions. If we perceive a setback as a devastating loss, we will respond with despair. However, if we view the same setback as an opportunity for growth, our emotional response will be more positive and productive. Training our perception to align with Stoic virtues helps us maintain emotional equilibrium even in the face of challenges. What practices can help us achieve emotional equanimity? Stoicism teaches the practice of mindfulness, observing our emotions without immediately reacting to them. This pause allows us to assess whether our emotional response is appropriate and aligned with reality. Regular reflection on our emotional states can help us identify patterns of overreaction or misjudgment, leading to more balanced emotional responses. Over time, this practice fosters a deep-seated calm, enabling us to face life's unpredictability with a stoic serenity. How can we harness our emotions to enhance our endurance? Emotional energy can be a powerful ally in our quest for endurance if directed wisely. Stoics leverage their emotional energy to reinforce their commitment to their values and goals, rather than allowing fleeting feelings to derail them. By aligning emotional energy with rational goals, such as personal improvement and the welfare of others, we transform potential emotional obstacles into stepping stones for progress. What is the Stoic view on emotional detachment? Unlike the common notion of detachment as disinterest, Stoic detachment is a strategic emotional management tool that involves not being overly attached to outcomes beyond our control. This form of detachment allows us to engage fully with our tasks and relationships while maintaining an inner reserve that is impervious to external chaos. This approach helps build resilience as it prevents external circumstances from disrupting our inner tranquility. What are some daily practices that can build emotional fortitude? Implementing daily Stoic exercises like journaling about emotional experiences and challenging irrational emotional impulses can be beneficial. These practices encourage self-awareness and self-correction, critical components of emotional discipline. Each day offers opportunities to practice these skills, whether in handling work stress, family dynamics, or personal setbacks. Consistency in these practices cultivates a robust emotional fortitude that supports enduring well-being. How can we apply Stoic principles to manage emotions in everyday life? Start by identifying daily situations where emotional responses feel disproportionate or unhelpful. Use Stoic techniques such as reframing the situation, focusing on actionable aspects, and practicing mindfulness to manage these responses. By regularly applying these methods, we gradually develop the ability to respond to life's challenges with thoughtful, measured reactions that reflect our deepest values and aspirations. Emotional fortitude is a cornerstone of Stoic endurance, providing the mental and emotional stability needed to navigate life's complexities. This lesson has equipped us with tools to refine our emotional responses and align them with reasoned judgment. Reflect on how cultivating emotional fortitude can transform your approach to challenges and setbacks, turning them into opportunities for personal growth and success. Remember, in the Stoic quest for endurance, mastering our emotions is not just an advantage, It's a necessity. Lesson 4. Embracing the power of Stoic simplicity. How often do we complicate our lives unnecessarily, adding layers of stress and distraction that hinder our ability to persevere? Stoicism teaches us the value of simplicity in fostering endurance. By stripping away the non-essential and focusing on what truly matters, we can enhance our resilience and navigate life's challenges with greater ease. This lesson explores the Stoic practice of simplicity, reducing life to its essentials to improve our focus, strength, and endurance. What does it mean to live essentially according to Stoic principles? Stoics advocate for a life focused on essential values, such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. They encourage us to question the necessity of our desires and pursuits, and to eliminate what is superfluous. This approach not only declutters our external lives, but also our mental landscapes, freeing up energy and attention for what truly contributes to our personal and moral development. Imagine how much more you could accomplish if your life were stripped down to just the essentials. How can reducing our dependencies on external things enhance Stoic endurance? Stoics teach that the less we depend on external circumstances for our happiness and fulfillment, the more resilient we become to life's inevitable changes and challenges. This doesn't mean living a life devoid of pleasure or comfort, but rather developing an inner fortitude that does not rely on these things. By focusing on internal growth and self-sufficiency, we can maintain our composure and determination regardless of external conditions. What are practical ways to implement simplicity in our daily lives? Start by simplifying your daily routines and commitments. Evaluate your typical day and identify activities, obligations, or habits that do not serve your core values or contribute to your goals. Gradually eliminate these to focus more on activities that align with your Stoic ideals. This process not only streamlines your day, but also aligns your actions more closely with your philosophy, enhancing your overall sense of purpose and satisfaction. How does simplicity influence Stoic decision-making? When faced with decisions, Stoics use simplicity as a guide, opting for choices that align straightforwardly with their virtues and long-term goals. This approach avoids overcomplication and reduces the stress and indecision that often accompany complex decision-making processes. By applying this principle, every choice becomes an opportunity to reaffirm your commitment to a Stoic life, strengthening your resolve and clarity. How does simplicity help cultivate contentment? In a world constantly pushing for more, Stoicism invites us to find contentment in less. This practice involves appreciating what we already have, recognizing that our needs are fewer and simpler than we often perceive. By shifting our focus from acquisition to appreciation, we foster a deep sense of fulfillment that is not contingent on external accumulation but on internal appreciation and gratitude. How does simplicity equip us to better face adversity? Simplifying our lives and minds helps us deal with challenges more effectively. With fewer distractions and a clearer focus on our core values, we can approach problems with a calm and collected mindset. This simplicity enables us to deconstruct challenges into manageable parts, addressing each with the wisdom and rationality that Stoicism teaches. This methodical approach can transform overwhelming obstacles into a series of manageable actions. What are the long-term benefits of practicing Stoic simplicity? Embracing simplicity not only aids in immediate problem-solving, but also contributes to a lifelong resilience. As we continually practice reducing our dependencies and focusing on what truly matters, we build a strong foundation of endurance that sustains us through all of life's fluctuations. This enduring strength is the ultimate reward of Stoic simplicity, enabling us to lead lives of profound peace and purpose. The power of Stoic simplicity is a fundamental tool for building endurance. By embracing the practice of reducing our lives to the essentials, we cultivate a robust inner strength that prepares us for any of life's challenges. Reflect on areas of your life that could benefit from simplification. Consider how adopting a simpler, more focused approach could enhance your ability to endure and thrive in the face of adversity. Remember, in the path of Stoic endurance, less is often more. Lesson 5. Mastering self-control for Stoic endurance. Why is self-control so critical in the practice of Stoicism, and how does it contribute to enduring challenges? Stoicism teaches that self-control is not merely about restraint from excess or impulse, but about aligning every action, thought, and emotion with rational judgment and virtue. By mastering self-control, we fortify our ability to face any adversity with calmness and determination, significantly enhancing our endurance. This lesson explores the Stoic approach to developing robust self-control, allowing us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. What are the foundational elements of self-control according to Stoic philosophy? In Stoicism, self-control is rooted in understanding what is within our control and what is not. The Stoics emphasize that while we cannot control external events, we can control our responses to them. This understanding is crucial because it redirects our focus and energy towards our own actions and attitudes, which are the true arenas for the exercise of self-control. By practicing this discernment daily, we develop the strength to remain unswayed by external chaos. How can we practically enhance our self-control in everyday situations? Begin by setting clear, rational goals for your behavior in various aspects of your life, such as emotional reactions, desires, and habits. Each goal should align with Stoic virtues and be underpinned by the question, "Is this within my control?" Regularly review these goals, assess your progress, and adjust your strategies as needed. This systematic approach not only improves self-control but also deepens your understanding of Stoic principles in action. How significant is the role of habit in cultivating Stoic self-control? Habits form the backbone of our daily actions and reactions. By consciously developing habits that reflect Stoic virtues, such as patience, moderation, and resilience, we strengthen our self-control. Every habit formed with intention acts as a building block in the structure of a Stoic life, making it easier over time to act in accordance with our values automatically and effortlessly. How does Stoic self-control help us face and overcome temptations? Temptations test our self-control by enticing us towards easy gratifications that may stray from our ethical and rational commitments. Stoics view these moments as opportunities to reinforce their virtues. When faced with a temptation, a Stoic practices pausing and considering the long-term effects of giving in versus the benefits of staying true to their principles. This reflective process strengthens their ability to choose actions that align with their highest good. How do Stoics balance emotions with rationality to maintain self-control? Stoicism does not advocate for the suppression of emotions, but for their understanding and alignment with reason. When an emotional response arises, the Stoic examines its cause and rationality before acting upon it. This practice ensures that decisions are not made on the spur of the moment, but are the result of deliberate, thoughtful consideration, maintaining a balance between feeling and reason. How does self-control equip us to overcome adversity? Self-control provides the steadiness needed to face challenging circumstances without being overwhelmed. By maintaining control over our reactions and emotions, we can analyze situations more clearly and respond in ways that are constructive rather than destructive. This ability is particularly crucial when navigating unexpected challenges, as it prevents us from making hasty decisions that we might later regret. What is the long-term impact of practicing Stoic self-control? Over time, the consistent practice of Stoic self-control leads to a profound inner strength and peace. This tranquility arises from knowing that we are living in harmony with our principles, regardless of external conditions. As we continue to practice, our capacity for self-control becomes a deep well of endurance that we can draw upon in any situation, enhancing our ability to thrive amid life's uncertainties. Mastering self-control is essential for harnessing the secret power of Stoic endurance. It frees us from being at the mercy of external events and our immediate impulses, allowing us to live a life of purpose and integrity. Reflect on the ways you can strengthen your self-control. Consider how this virtue can transform your approach to life's challenges, turning obstacles into opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Remember, in Stoicism, the true power lies in our ability to control ourselves. Lesson 6, the Stoic art of perseverance. Why is perseverance considered a pivotal virtue in Stoicism, and how does it contribute to enduring life's trials? Stoicism doesn't just encourage surviving through hardships, but thriving through them by cultivating perseverance. This lesson delves into the Stoic understanding of perseverance as an active, dynamic process involving the rational and persistent pursuit of virtuous living, regardless of external challenges. By mastering the art of perseverance, we enhance our capacity to remain committed to our principles and goals, even in the face of adversity. What exactly does Stoic perseverance entail? In the Stoic framework, perseverance is the persistent effort to live according to reason and virtue, no matter the circumstances. It is not merely about stubbornness or blind persistence, but about maintaining a clear vision of one's ethical goals and persisting in these despite potential setbacks. This form of perseverance is informed by wisdom. It knows when to push forward and when to adapt, always aligning actions with the broader Stoic goal of harmony with nature. How does perseverance help in overcoming life's obstacles? Stoics view every obstacle as a test of their perseverance and an opportunity to strengthen their resolve. By approaching challenges with a mindset geared towards learning and growth, Stoics use adversity as a catalyst for personal development. The practice of perseverance thus becomes a transformative process, where obstacles enhance rather than hinder one's moral and philosophical progress. What daily practices can help cultivate Stoic perseverance? Developing a routine that aligns with Stoic principles is crucial. This might include setting aside time for reflection, engaging in physical exercise to build discipline, or practicing meditation to improve focus and mental resilience. Each of these activities strengthens the will and prepares the individual to face life's challenges with a perseverant spirit. How does perseverance apply to relationships and social obligations? Stoicism teaches that social interactions and relationships are arenas for practicing virtues, including perseverance. Maintaining commitment to treating others with fairness, kindness, and respect, even when it is challenging, exemplifies Stoic perseverance. This consistent application of Stoic principles in all areas of life reinforces a robust character capable of enduring any social or personal challenge. How does perseverance impact personal growth? In Stoicism, the constant practice of perseverance in the face of daily challenges promotes a deep and enduring personal growth. This growth is characterized by increased resilience, a more profound sense of purpose, and a clearer understanding of one's virtues. As we continue to persevere, we find that our capacity to handle larger challenges grows, and our personal and philosophical development accelerates. What can we learn from notable Stoic figures about perseverance? Historical Stoics like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius exemplify the virtue of perseverance in their writings and lives. Their stories provide practical examples and moral encouragement for maintaining Stoic discipline and perseverance. Reflecting on their experiences and teachings helps modern Stoics to see the practical application of perseverance in various life situations. How can we integrate Stoic perseverance into modern life? In today's fast-paced and often volatile world, practicing Stoic perseverance offers a stabilizing force. It encourages a long-term view of life's challenges, fostering patience and a calm demeanor in the face of both minor annoyances and significant hardships. By embracing Stoic perseverance, we commit to a life of continuous effort towards virtue, regardless of external rewards or recognition. Stoic perseverance is more than just a strategy for enduring hardships. It is a way of life. This lesson has explored how cultivating perseverance enhances our ability to stay true to our principles and pursue a life of virtue. As you move forward, consider areas of your life where you can apply Stoic perseverance to overcome challenges and grow. Remember, the true measure of our endurance is not just surviving adversities, but emerging stronger and wiser from them. Lesson 7: Embodying Stoic Patience. Why is patience integral to the practice of Stoicism, and how does it empower us to endure with grace? Patience is more than merely waiting. It is an active, disciplined virtue that involves tolerating difficulties without frustration or despair. In this lesson, we delve into the Stoic concept of patience, exploring how this virtue supports our ability to endure life's challenges while maintaining inner tranquility. By cultivating patience, we enable ourselves to face adversity with composure, making thoughtful decisions rather than reactive judgments. What does Stoicism teach us about patience? Stoic philosophy regards patience as a form of wisdom that allows individuals to accept the flow of life without resistance. This acceptance is not passive. It is a conscious choice to embrace the present moment fully, regardless of its challenges. Stoics believe that by practicing patience, we align ourselves more closely with the natural order of the universe, which operates independently of our personal desires and timetables. How can we cultivate patience in our daily routines? Start by recognizing moments in your day that trigger impatience, whether it's during a commute, in line at a store, or while dealing with a slow computer. In these moments, practice taking deep breaths and remind yourself of the Stoic principle that external events are not within your control, but your response to them is. This daily practice helps to reinforce a patient mindset, gradually transforming how you interact with the world around you. How does patience aid in overcoming life's obstacles? When faced with challenges, a patient approach allows us to assess the situation calmly and respond with reasoned actions rather than hasty reactions. This method increases the likelihood of a favorable outcome, as decisions made in calmness are typically more aligned with our long-term goals and values. Patience ensures that our responses are deliberate and considered, reflecting our true intentions and capabilities. How does patience intersect with emotional regulation within Stoicism? Patience is deeply connected to the Stoic practice of emotional regulation. By remaining patient, we give ourselves space to reflect on our initial emotional reactions and choose a more reasoned response. This process not only prevents regrettable actions fueled by temporary emotions, but also strengthens our overall emotional resilience, making us less reactive to future provocations. What can we learn about patience from historical Stoic figures? Figures like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca often wrote about the importance of patience in their philosophical meditations and letters. They provided practical advice on viewing life's delays and hardships as opportunities for practicing virtue. Their writings encourage us to see patience not as a burden, but as a strategic tool for personal and ethical development. How can applying Stoic patience improve our relationships? Patience is particularly crucial in interpersonal relationships. It allows us to listen actively, respond thoughtfully, and forgive generously. By practicing Stoic patience with others, we foster deeper connections and understanding, reducing conflict and enhancing mutual respect. Each interaction becomes an opportunity to practice patience, reinforcing our commitment to living virtuously. What transformative power does patience hold in the context of Stoic endurance? Patience changes the way we experience life's journey. It shifts our focus from immediate gratification to long-term fulfillment, and from reacting impulsively to responding wisely. Over time, the practice of Stoic patience cultivates a profound inner strength and peace, enabling us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and fortitude. Patience is not just a virtue, but a cornerstone of Stoic endurance. This lesson has shown how embracing patience can transform our experiences, turning challenges into opportunities for growth and deepening our enjoyment of life's process. Reflect on how you can further integrate patience into your personal and professional life. Remember, by cultivating patience, we don't just endure life's challenges, we grow stronger and wiser through them. Lesson 8, fostering Stoic contentment. Why is contentment considered a powerful tool in the Stoic toolkit for endurance? In Stoicism, contentment isn't about complacency or a lack of ambition. Instead, it's seen as a serene acceptance of the present moment, combined with the confidence to face whatever comes with equanimity. This lesson explores how cultivating Stoic contentment strengthens our endurance by enabling us to appreciate our current circumstances and reduce unnecessary desires that can lead to discontent. What does contentment mean within the Stoic framework? For Stoics, contentment arises from understanding and accepting the limits of what we can control. It involves acknowledging that external conditions do not need to align perfectly with our desires for us to be happy and at peace. This realization helps us to detach from the pursuit of external rewards and instead find joy in our ability to live virtuously, regardless of circumstances. How can reflection lead to greater contentment? Daily reflection is a critical practice in Stoicism for fostering contentment. By regularly examining our thoughts, actions, and motivations, we can better align them with Stoic virtues. This alignment often reveals that much of what we chase is unnecessary for true happiness, and that much of our discontent stems from misaligned desires or unrealistic expectations. How does contentment assist us in facing life's challenges? When we cultivate contentment, we equip ourselves with the ability to accept challenges without feeling threatened or overwhelmed. This acceptance is based on the Stoic belief that every experience is an opportunity for growth. Contentment therefore transforms our approach to adversity, allowing us to engage with challenges constructively and without the burden of dissatisfaction or frustration. How do Stoics balance ambition with contentment? Stoicism does not advocate for the abandonment of goals or the suppression of ambition. Instead, it teaches us to pursue our ambitions while remaining content with whatever outcome we achieve. This balance is maintained by focusing on the effort rather than the result, valuing our own integrity and virtue above external success. How does content contentment influence our social interactions? In social contexts, contentment helps us interact with others more harmoniously. By feeling content, we are less likely to react negatively to others' actions or words, as our inner peace does not depend on their behaviors or approval. This facilitates better relationships and a more supportive social environment, which in turn contributes to our overall resilience and endurance. What are the wider benefits of practicing Stoic contentment? Beyond personal peace, contentment expands our capacity for empathy and understanding, as it frees us from the pressure of personal discontent. It enables us to contribute more positively to our communities and to act with a clear, untroubled mind. In the larger scheme, contentment fosters a kinder, more rational society. How can we apply Stoic contentment in the modern world? In an age often characterized by relentless pursuit of more money, more status, more possessions, Stoic contentment offers a liberating alternative. Start by identifying areas where your desires may be unaligned with your true needs or virtues. Practicing gratitude for what you already have and focusing on your personal development can help shift your perspective from one of lack to one of abundance. Stoic contentment is a profound practice that supports and enhances our endurance. It allows us to face both daily challenges and life's significant upheavals with calm and confidence. Consider how cultivating contentment can change your approach to life's stresses and strains. Remember, contentment is not about settling for less, but about realizing and appreciating the richness of what we already possess. Lesson 9. Harnessing inner peace for Stoic endurance. Why is inner peace a cornerstone of Stoic endurance? Stoicism teaches that true power and freedom come from within, and inner peace is essential to harness this strength. By cultivating inner peace, we ensure that our reactions to external events are governed by wisdom rather than impulse, enhancing our endurance in the face of life's challenges. This lesson delves into the Stoic practices that foster inner peace and how they empower us to maintain our composure and resilience through all of life's vicissitudes. What does inner peace mean in the context of Stoicism? For Stoics, inner peace arises from a harmonious alignment between one's thoughts, emotions, and actions with the principles of rationality and virtue. It involves the consistent practice of self-reflection, self-control, and acceptance, leading to a state where external disturbances cannot easily disrupt one's mental tranquility. Achieving this level of peace allows one to stand firm in the face of adversity, embodying the Stoic ideal of endurance. How can we cultivate inner peace on a daily basis? Incorporating Stoic exercises into our daily routine is crucial for developing inner peace. Practices such as morning meditations on what is within our control, evening reflections on our actions throughout the day, and regular contemplation of Stoic teachings help embed these principles into our lives. Over time, these practices build a robust foundation of peace that informs our responses to external events, ensuring they are thoughtful and measured. How does inner peace help in managing stress and adversity? When we cultivate inner peace, we develop a buffer against the stressors of daily life. This peace equips us to approach problems with a calm mind, enabling us to assess situations more clearly and respond more effectively. By not allowing stress to overwhelm our mental faculties, we maintain our ability to think critically and act according to our core principles, rather than reacting hastily to immediate pressures. How is emotional resilience enhanced by Stoic inner peace? Inner peace directly contributes to emotional resilience by stabilizing our mood and outlook. This stability prevents us from being unduly swayed by emotional upheavals and helps us maintain a consistent demeanor in both good times and bad. Emotional resilience fortified by inner peace is especially crucial when navigating prolonged or particularly challenging situations, allowing us to endure with grace and fortitude. How do Stoics balance acceptance with action in achieving inner peace? Stoicism does not advocate passive acceptance, but rather a dynamic engagement with the world through the lens of acceptance. This means understanding what cannot be changed and focusing our energies on what can be altered through our actions. Inner peace is thus a dynamic state of active engagement rather than passive resignation, fueling our actions with calmness and purpose. What impact does inner peace have on decision-making? A calm and composed mind, free from the turmoil of disruptive emotions, is better equipped to make rational decisions. Inner peace allows for a clarity of thought that is essential for weighing options and foreseeing potential consequences without the cloud of panic or stress. This clarity leads to more effective and ethical decision-making, reflecting true Stoic wisdom in action. How can cultivating inner peace impact our relationships and communities? When we achieve inner peace, it not only benefits us individually, but also improves our interactions with others. A peaceful demeanor fosters better communication, reduces conflict, and encourages a more thoughtful exchange of ideas. By extending the serenity we cultivate within ourselves to our relationships and communities, we contribute to a more harmonious and supportive environment. Inner peace is not just an ideal state to be admired, but a practical virtue that can be developed and relied upon for enduring life's trials. This lesson has explored the pathways to achieving and maintaining inner peace through Stoic philosophy. Reflect on how integrating these practices into your life can transform your ability to endure and thrive amidst chaos. Remember, the tranquility of your inner world often determines the effectiveness of your actions in the outer world. Lesson 10. Cultivating resilience through Stoic acceptance. Why is acceptance considered a vital component of Stoic endurance? In Stoicism, acceptance is not merely resignation, but a profound understanding that everything happens in accordance with nature. By embracing acceptance, Stoics empower themselves to respond to life's challenges with composure and strength. This lesson explores how Stoic acceptance can transform our approach to adversity, enabling us to cultivate deep resilience and maintain our course despite the unpredictability of life. What exactly does Stoic acceptance entail? It involves acknowledging the reality of our current situation without judgment or emotional turmoil. This acceptance is rooted in the recognition that we cannot control external events, only our reactions to them. By focusing on what we can influence, our thoughts and actions, we live more harmoniously within the bounds set by nature. Stoic acceptance is thus a deliberate choice to align our internal state with the external world in a way that upholds our principles and values. How does acceptance help us face life's challenges more effectively? When we accept things as they are, we are not wasting energy wishing things were different or resisting the reality of the present moment. This frees up significant mental resources to focus on creating positive change where possible. Acceptance in Stoicism enables us to face any situation with a clear mind and a calm heart, which are crucial for navigating difficulties and moving forward constructively. How can we cultivate acceptance through mindfulness? Mindfulness, the practice of being fully present and engaged with the here and now without judgment, complements Stoic acceptance by training us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. This practice helps us recognize our lack of control over external events and strengthens our ability to accept them. Regular mindfulness meditation can deepen our understanding of acceptance and enhance our ability to integrate it into every aspect of our lives. How does acceptance contribute to emotional resilience? By accepting the reality of our circumstances, we avoid the emotional disturbances that arise from denial and resistance. This steadiness helps us maintain a consistent state of mind that is not easily shaken by life's ups and downs. emotional resilience built on Stoic acceptance is not about being unaffected, but about recovering quickly and maintaining a positive, proactive stance no matter what happens. How do Stoics balance acceptance with proactive living? Acceptance does not mean passivity. Stoics use acceptance to create a solid foundation from which to act purposefully and with integrity. Knowing what we can and cannot control helps us channel our energies productively, acting on areas where our efforts can make a difference. This balance of acceptance and action is the key to living a virtuous and fulfilling Stoic life. What impact does Stoic acceptance have on personal growth? Embracing acceptance allows us to let go of unnecessary struggles and focus on personal development within the realms we can influence. This shift in focus can lead to significant growth in virtues such as wisdom, courage, and temperance, as we are no longer distracted by attempting to control the uncontrollable. Acceptance thus paves the way for true and lasting self-improvement. How can practicing Stoic acceptance impact our relationships and communities? When we embody acceptance, we interact with others more peacefully and compassionately. Recognizing that others are also subject to their own challenges and limitations fosters empathy and reduces conflict. By extending the practice of acceptance to our relationships, we contribute to a more supportive and understanding community environment. Stoic acceptance is a powerful tool for building resilience and enduring life's challenges with grace. This lesson has highlighted how acceptance can transform our perspective, enabling us to navigate adversity with strength and tranquility. Consider how incorporating Stoic acceptance into your daily life can enhance your ability to persist and thrive under any circumstances. Remember, acceptance is the key to unlocking the profound strength and serenity that lie at the heart of Stoic philosophy.